I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. I am taking a tour of the Toledo School for the Arts. It is a guided tour. My guide is Dave Gerke. He's the director of development at the school, and I have to admit, I feel like I'm walking around with somewhat of a celebrity.
Hey, I remember you from my interview.
Wait,
I
remember you.
The
I remember you.
I remember you from my interview.
You're talking about how you were in a band or something.
No, I didn't.
Dave is just being silly. He actually was in a band long before he began his position at the Toledo School for the Arts. So that's where we'll start on this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries. We'll begin with Dave's introduction to music.
I'm not really a musician, I'm just a drummer, which is different. I grew up on the east side of Toledo, and my dad was an auto mechanic and my mom a housewife. And I was born in 59, so we're talking like mid-60s. Almost every neighborhood seemed to have some kind of a drum and baton corps. And that was the thing that you did. You kind of honed your chops doing that. And so by the time I was 12, I could play well enough and they let me join the drum and bugle corps. So, and then I did that till I was about 19, on and off. Loved doing that.
Dave loved it so much that he went on to the University of Toledo to study band directing, because that's what he wanted to be, a band director. There was just one problem.
That was short-lived. I realized that I didn't have a level of intimacy with the marimba that I needed in order to get the degree that they wanted me to get. And so a combo that I was in had an opportunity to go on the road. And I thought, well, let's quit school for a while. Let's try it. So I thought it'd be a year, and then almost 10 years later, I'm going up and down the East Coast still. Got scared. I thought I was going to be old. Then I decided to come home, and I bought Rick's Drum Shop along with a friend of mine, Dave Fogel. And I think it was 1990 we moved there. We opened the Toledo Drum School. I did that for 14 years, and at that time, I finished my degree.
Dave finished his degree so he could become a teacher, and he did. He went back to school teaching music courses, but it was general music courses.
Generally, kids that go to general music are not really that interested in music. It's just a credit that they're trying to fill. So I never really felt like I was really getting to them, and I didn't feel like they really dug what I was laying on them. So I got frustrated and went back to my drum shop. And then in 1999, I was approached about being a percussion instructor here at Toledo School for the Arts when they started the inaugural year.
Dave was asked to come to the school because TSA, the Toledo School for the Arts, saw how Dave was teaching his drum courses. It was a melting pot of different techniques and different cultures, different styles, all kind of mixed together. It also helped that TSA mentioned that this would be a teaching job like no other. I think that encouraged Dave to take a look into the school.
He gave me literally an empty room and a $300 budget, and I thought, what about chairs and tables? And he said, yeah, you're drummers, you'll figure it out. And that's really the case. We figured it out. So for about 5 years, I was just hustling things up. And then they offered me the job as development director. And that's what I've been doing for about the last 14 years now.
So if you've been keeping track, you know that Dave began as a drummer. He then went to the University of Toledo to become a band director. That didn't work out, so he went on tour with his band. He then came home and began a drum shop, briefly taught general music for a short amount of time, and then returned back to the drum shop, only to return back to the school system to be a teacher for the Toledo School for the Arts, and then the director of development for the Toledo School for the Arts. It's a wild journey, but somehow it all makes sense to Dave.
Yeah, I think all things lead to other things. You know, when I came off the road, I thought, geez, I'm really selling out now. I'm just going to sell things. I'm just going to hang out in this building and sell things. I'm not going to be touring around being Mr. Cool, you know. And then I really enjoyed that, too. I really loved the freedom that being an entrepreneur brought. Then I really felt like I was selling out when I became a teacher. I thought, oh, man, you are absolutely the establishment now, man. And it's not. I can do it with my own flavor, just like I think everybody teaches here. They have their own approach about how they do what they do. And they're passionate. And if you're really super passionate about something, the other things seem to follow, for sure.
Each teacher may have their own flavor, their own style and passion in regards to their work at the Toledo School for the Arts. But that doesn't mean it's always easy. Each teacher also has their own set of challenges ahead of them. And Dave is no stranger to challenges in regards to his work as the director of development.
The biggest difficulties is people taking us seriously. I think charter schools get a bad name quite often. And one of the biggest difficulties is people think they might be fly by night, and they're not. And they're certainly not for the students that are in the building today and receiving what I consider a world-class education. Another challenge is probably the competition for philanthropic money. The answer to 99% of the questions that are asked to me, it's about money, you know. Boy, if we had more resources, we could do this. We created a campaign not too long ago. We were calling this little campaign Art Saves Lives. And I thought it was a really bold statement, but the more time you spend in this place and the more students you get to know, you truly believe that art saves lives, and it can. The power of art can save someone's life.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.